Hi, and welcome to the Brain Collective. My name is Nicole Pass. I'm a photographer and small biz mentor, and I'm here to take away the overwhelm of small business life to help you create a heart-led, purpose-driven brand. I'll be sharing my biggest takeaways from starting a business with no experience at all to one where I'm now able to mentor other small business owners to create the brands and lives of their dreams. I'll also be inviting some of the incredible small biz babes I've met on my journey to share their stories. Are you ready to get inspired? This is the Brand Collective.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am recording episode number 6 from my holiday in the not so sunny Queensland with my beautiful extended family. This is a trip that was booked and cancelled and rebooked like so many people's holidays have been over the last 2 or so years. It's a trip that is literally with my entire family. So it's myself, my husband, my kids, my sister and her family, and my parents. And we have been looking forward to it for such a long time. So it is so amazing to finally be here, even though the weather hasn't been what we expected. But that's okay because we're all together and we're making memories and having the most amazing time, which is exactly what this trip was always meant to be. The irony being, I am recording this episode on my holiday, and today's episode is all about the art of switching off as an entrepreneur. So please don't laugh at me because I know how ridiculous it sounds for me to be talking about this topic when I am recording it from my holiday, but I promise it will make sense as we get into today's episode. So I think before I start, what I want to chat about today, we have to acknowledge the fact that for those of us who are parents, this you're going to absolutely relate to this, but I think for those of you that own your own business but aren't necessarily parents or don't have your own kids, I think what I'm about to chat through, you're still going to be able to relate to. And that's the fact that a holiday with kids is not really a holiday. It is a trip where you still need to parent. You're just in a different location, right? We also hired an Airbnb. So we're cooking, we're cleaning, we're doing all the things that we would still be doing if we were at home. We're just in a different location. However, this holiday, we've all needed the break. I think everybody knows over the last nearly 3 years, really, let's be honest. Surviving the pandemic, crazy lockdowns that we experienced here in Melbourne, especially, but Australia in general, we are all so exhausted. Everyone is just mentally done. We're mentally done. We are physically done. We've gone from lockdown to open to lockdown to open to lockdown to finally open again. And then that manic energy that we all felt coming out of the last lockdown of last year, getting back, trying to recoup all the losses that we've experienced over those last 2 years, building our businesses back up, trying to pick the pieces back up, get clients booked back in who've been waiting patiently for 2 years to see us, and then making sure that the business continued to flow as it should have been after the break. And it's been a lot. Yeah, I think we can all agree, like the last year especially has not been a normal year, even though we are back to normal. And I say that in inverted commas because it's not been normal by any sense of the word. I know for myself in my photography business, the first 6 months have been insane and then things completely died. And I know I'm not alone because every photographer I've spoken to has said the exact same thing. And it's been a really frightening experience because we've come out of 2 years of really inconsistent work, not being able to pivot our businesses online as a lot of other people may have been able to all of a sudden this backlog of clients that were waiting to see us, this crazy energy that we spent trying to get everyone booked back in, delivering what they've been waiting all this time for. And then all of a sudden it all stopped again, but not because we were in lockdown, just because the world was in such a tumultuous state. And I say that as a generalized saying, but I know that we've all felt it. And it's not just the photography industry. Every industry I've spoken to has said the same, whether your product, service base, we've all been hit the same way. And globally, the world was all over the shop. You know, there was threats of recession, threats of war. People are still too scared to spend money because no one really knows what's going on. And it's just been a lot. And now we're finally at this space where it's almost the end of 2022. And I think things are kind of starting to stabilize a little bit, but it's still not completely what it should be. And that's okay. I think we need to acknowledge the fact that it is okay that things are like that. And it's frightening, but you're not alone. I know I'm certainly not alone. And it's definitely helped me feel a lot more comfortable in the fact that this year has not been what I expected. But it's also allowed for some amazing growth and change and evolution. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more in the episode. So let's get into it, my friends. Today is all about the art of switching off as an entrepreneur. Now, I wrote the notes for this episode on day 5 of my holiday. I was sitting under the cabana, watching the water in a relatively peaceful state of being. I didn't have my kids running around. They were inside having breakfast. And I woke up that morning feeling more tired than I have in the last 3 years of existing at this crazy pace that we have. And I knew full well that when I did finally stop, in a sense that that exhaustion would hit me like a ton of bricks. And let me tell you, it definitely did. I woke up feeling ill, like so sick, woozy, no energy. All I wanted to do was just crawl up into a ball and sleep. But I also knew that I couldn't switch off, because I knew all the responsibilities that awaited for me were still there. They were not going to go away. I had kids that needed to be fed, entertained. I had a husband that obviously wanted attention as well. I was there with my extended family too. So you can imagine, you know, we all were in different moods because we're all going through the same thing in different ways, managing personalities, plans, expectations. Humans are funny, funny creatures. And as much as we all love each other and love each other's company, 5 days into a trip with, what are we? We're 6 adults and 4 children. Like, it's a lot. I think any holiday, even if it's just your immediate family, it's a lot. And especially when we are all trying to come down for this crazy, crazy world that we've been existing in for the last 12 months, 3 years, it's been a lot. So you can imagine how tired I was feeling and how I wasn't expecting the ill, but I also know that my body, when I'm really tired and I finally do stop, I do get sick. Usually I get sick with a cold. This time I was feeling nauseous. I just wanted to sleep. I had no energy, nothing. And I think this is the thing also with small business ownership too. The responsibility, much like of parenthood, the responsibility of having a business, it never goes away. The things that we know we need to do will always be there. The list of to-dos never stops. Your brain doesn't stop churning over thinking, even if you try. And perhaps this is the part of my lesson, was learning to stop, learning to manage my mindset and switch off the constant thinking, the planning, the hustle, that what needs to be done. Now, I'm not going to pretend, guys, I do not know how to do this, because I don't. I mean, let's be honest, I'm recording this podcast from the closet of my room with everyone downstairs in the pool, right? That's where I would rather be. But I also know I've got work to be done. Things don't stop. Yeah. But I am definitely learning, and it is a process, especially when you've been trained and you've trained yourself to constantly be switched on in hustle mode for years and years. I know I certainly have been like that. I know many of you will be able to relate to that as well. So I want to share with you guys the lessons I've learned over the last few days. They are still very much a work in progress, and I hope that I can continue them to some degree once life goes back to normal when we're back home. But these are my learnings of how an entrepreneur learns to switch off. So let's go. So the first lesson I have been taught is to accept the fact that you cannot control it all. You can't control the switch off. There isn't a magic button that you can click to turn it all off, and nor should you. I think that we would be silly, in all honesty, to expect that we can switch it all off, especially when we are programmed as entrepreneurs and small business owners to always be switched on. To be thinking about our next move, plan for our next step, manage whatever project we're currently working on, client work, plans, dreams, all of the things. I honestly think it would actually be irresponsible of us to switch all of that off. And I know that some people may not agree with me when I say that, or think that it's not healthy to switch off completely. And perhaps they're right. And perhaps I'm still learning, and it's part of my journey that will come with me and will allow me to switch off in time. However, I think for me personally at this stage of my business journey, I can't afford to completely turn it all off, to let it all go while I'm on a break. And that's okay. I'm actually okay with that because at the point I am at in my journey right now, I don't want to switch it off. I'm so excited. I am so in flow, and ideas and plans are coming through to me and are feeling in alignment with where I want to head finally. And I don't want to switch it off and lose the momentum that I'm currently in. So I'm finding ways to manage it while still enjoying my time with my family, finding time to rest, to heal my mind and to heal my body. The second lesson I've been taught is that it is okay to share the load. And now what do I mean by this? So we all know, right? I can't do it all myself. And you guys will be feeling the exact same way. We all get to a point in our businesses where we are scaling, we're growing, we have massive dreams, but we can't manage it all on our own. Not only that, it's irresponsible because we are one person. For me personally, I'm building my dream. I'm building my empire. But I also know that to do this, it takes time. There are many steps and I need a soundboard or two or three to bounce my ideas around with, to brainstorm, to plan, to create and implement processes. Ordinarily, I would rely on my mentor and my mastermind group for this. We usually have a check-in once a week and it is invaluable for me personally, but for all of us that are within the group. However, right now, I am on a break and I've made the decision to also take a break from my usual Zooms and my meetings while I'm away because I want to spend the time with my family. And that's a decision I've made personally for me. And so for this period, whilst the mental downloads are still coming through, I just have to flick it around and find a different way to manage it. And so for me right now, I'm relying on my Mac, I'm journaling, and I've got my husband to talk through my ideas with, or my sister or my mum. And I also have an amazing VA. I like to call her my business angel. She's not a VA. She's honestly been an angel to me in my business. And I check in with her and hand things over as I need to. If you're in a position to have staff on board or external help like a VA, it can make this process easier, obviously, as you can hand the reins over to someone else to manage or help on some level while you take a break from your business. And if you can do this, please, I urge you to do it. I have my business angel and she has honestly been a godsend to me over the last year or so. But I will admit, I still struggle to hand control over, to not feel like I need to be on and switched on and doing work of some kind. And that definitely comes down to my own personal work ethic, which I know comes from my early days working corporate. And I am so, so grateful for those days because they built and molded me into the person I am right now. I honestly believe that had I not had those early lessons, I would not be where I am right now. I don't think I'd had the mindset, the discipline, or the self-belief to have started my business, let alone the diligence and the work ethic to create what I have been able to create. However, it also has made it a lot harder for me to be able to delegate work and to hand tasks over to others or to accept that I have to in order to scale and to grow. Outsourcing is its own lesson in entrepreneurship and something I encourage when you are at a point in your business that you can comfortably afford it. I personally, and this is a personal opinion, however, I personally do not think that you should outsource from the beginning because a true business owner should experience every aspect of their business, even the parts they may not enjoy or feel that they do not understand properly. True knowledge and growth come from experience and learning from doing, not from handing over to someone else to get them to do the hard work for you. Learn all the things, appreciate the lessons that they give you and grow from them. Then, when you are comfortable with the task and understand that you no longer need to spend the time on it, that you've got better things to do with that time, find someone you trust to hand it over to so that you can invest that time into other tasks that you know will give you greater return, greater learning, and greater growth. We know that we cannot do all the things all of the time. We all know that it's only going to lead to burnout and overwhelm in the long run. And if you want to grow and scale your business, you cannot continue to function at that level forever. There will be the right time to outsource. And as you lean into your business and really live it and know it from deep within, you will know when the time is right for you to finally outsource certain tasks. Now, if you're not at that stage just yet and you are planning a trip and you know that you need to take time away from your business, my biggest advice would be to plan ahead schedule as much as you can. Schedule your social media posts for while you're away. Have your EDMs pre-written, scheduled, and ready to send. Reach out to your clients well ahead of time. Let them know that you're not going to be contactable during that period that you're away, and that if they need to, book time with you before or after you are going to be back. Ensure your client work is up to date. Do not take on any new jobs in those weeks before you're going to leave. Give yourself the time to tie up existing projects so that you can go away knowing you don't have them waiting for you when you return. I know, guys, I know these may sound really obvious, but when you are in the thick of it and you're living it, it is so easy to forget or not use your time in a way that will allow you to truly sign off before you leave. Be mindful of the month or two before you're going to be leaving and schedule your time and your client jobs appropriately. My third lesson is that you don't always need to be thinking about your next move. This has been the biggest learning for me in the last week that I have been away. It is one that I've come to realize now that I have finally stopped the hustle that I have been living the last 3 years. The pandemic and the constant lockdowns really threw my business off, as it did for so many of us. And I'll be honest, the first year I spent watching so many businesses pivot online, changing their offers, creating new ways to connect with their audiences, and to still be making money, to still be growing. And for me, I wasn't able to. I was in such a frustrating headspace, along with the pressures of homeschooling and general lockdown life, that I just could not do it. I could not get my head in the space to even think about it. I had no idea how I was going to pivot my business, be online, or create any ways for it to grow. It was just too much. It was too overwhelming, too hard. But the pressure I had put on myself because I was watching so many others do what I wish I was doing got too much for me. Yeah, I'll be honest, I did fall into a bit of a depression during 2020. I know a lot of us did for all different reasons. And for me, it wasn't because of lockdown life. I actually really enjoyed it. I really liked lockdown. I loved the time it gave me with my family. It's time I will never get back with my kids. I got to help my son through his first year of primary school. I got to teach him how to read, which hats off to teachers out there listening. You guys are freaking angels. It was the hardest thing to do, but it was amazing. To watch him learn and to grow and to see what he was actually learning at school was amazing. And I know that I will never get that back. And it's not something you would normally get to experience. And I'm really grateful for it. But by the same token, my business completely stopped. And it's really frustrating because up until February of 2020, my business had finally got to a point where it was ready to take off. It was about to grow the way I'd always wanted it to. I could see where things were finally heading, and then it all stopped. The control was taken away from me, and I could not flip it around the way that others did. I lost control. I lost motivation. I lost my drive. And it really affected me to a point that I actually stopped using social media for a while because the pressure that I felt and the pressure I put on myself to keep up with others, not only in my industry, but in other industries, people that were in my network that I was following and watching how they were growing and connecting with their audiences through all of this crazy, it was just too much and I couldn't keep up. And I just felt like a failure, if I'm completely honest with you. Especially when I looked at a lot of them thinking they were in the same position as me. They had young families, they were homeschooling, you know, how come they could do it and I couldn't? It was unbelievably frustrating. Yeah. They were seemingly thriving and growing and I was at a complete standstill and it was shit. It took me a really, really long time to get myself out of that headspace. Almost the entire of 2020. I'm not going to lie. However, I also got to a point during those 2 years where I accepted that it was what it was. I could not control it. I knew I couldn't change it. And I finally got myself to a place where I was okay with the fact that I wasn't showing up like others were. It wasn't my time. The universe had other plans for me and I had to be okay with that. And that honestly was a lesson in itself and it was a massive one. And I'm really glad that I finally learned it. However, when life finally did get back to normal and businesses started up again, everything started. Ideas started flowing, inspiration, the pivot I had spent the last 2 years waiting for finally came through. The universe always has your back. I'm such a strong believer in that. It will happen when it's meant to happen. And I know that is the most frustrating thing to be told, but it's so bloody true. Trust me, because I've lived it. It came because I was finally ready for it. And I have been working hard at it for the last 12 months. But that constant hustle, that your brain is always switched on, always thinking, what's next? What am I planning for? What's the future? What am I processing, researching, learning? It's a lot. And it is exhausting in so many different ways. Realizing that you don't always need to be thinking about what is next is huge. It's okay to stop and be in the place where you are right now. Take heed. Take in what you're creating. Make sure it's exactly what you want it to be. Is it what you anticipated, or do you need to tweak it? Is it aligned? Do you need to make changes, adjust, recalibrate? I think it's, you don't always need to be thinking of what's coming up next. What's the next big thing, the next big move that you're going to create, make, market. Instead, this is your invitation to be in the present. Appreciate where you are and what you've achieved. Be proud of yourself. Celebrate yourself and what you've created. All the hustle and the hard work has got you to the place that you're in right now. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. Make sure it is what is filling your cup at this point right now. And enjoy that full cup. Look at it. So shiny, so full, so fulfilling. This honestly is a great lesson in life. It's one that we don't appreciate much anymore. We've been programmed to always be thinking of next. What is next? What's the next step, the next evolution? What we should be concentrating on is the current place we're in right now. There is no point building your dream, finally getting there, and then forgetting about it and thinking about what's next. What is the point of that? Why aren't we making a point of celebrating our wins and our achievements, sharing it in the amazingness that we've created, that we've shared, and we've served to those who benefit from us and from our work? This has been, honestly, the biggest lesson during the last week. I honestly needed the most, because for me personally, I am rubbish at giving myself praise or acknowledgement. Ask anyone who is close to me, they will tell you the exact same thing. It is a rare day that I will say that I'm good at something or say that I am proud of myself. So I'm going to ask you that question. How about you? Do you do this? This is my invitation to you to be proud of yourself, to acknowledge what you've done. Even if you're not there completely yet, where you're at right now is not where you were yesterday or the week before, month or a year, 12 months ago. Think about how much you've done. It's freaking amazing. Live it. Celebrate it. Feel into it. Allow yourself to take a step back and look at everything you've done. Smile at yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Take yourself out to celebrate. This, my friends, is your time. I am giving you and I'm giving myself permission to stop, to look back on everything we've done, give ourselves permission to be proud, to acknowledge and say, you are amazing. Give thanks and gratitude to yourself for all you've done and everything you've achieved, for those you have served along the way. We are in a privileged position to do what we do. Don't take it for granted. And so, my friends, there you have it. They are the three biggest lessons I have had since I've been away on my holiday. I'm sure that there are more to come, but I just felt compelled that I needed to share these with you right now because I'm living it right this minute. This episode is literally going to drop while I'm still on my trip, so I know it's still going to be relevant when it's in your earbuds. I hope that you got something out of it. I hope this has served you in a way. I hope that it's inspired you and it's given you something to think about, especially if you've got a trip coming up. As always, my friends, have a beautiful week, and I can't wait to be back in your ears next week. See ya.
Well, guys, that's it for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you'd like to connect, I'm at Nicole Pass on Instagram. Or if you'd like to come and dig a little deeper on all things branding, you can come and join me in my private Facebook group, The Brand Collective with Nicole Pass, where I dive into how to create a soul-led, purpose-driven brand. And as always, if you have any questions or want to chat, I'm only a DM away. If you love this episode and feel called to, I would so appreciate if you'd rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify, as it will help more people find my little corner of the podcast world. Have a beautiful week, friends. See you soon.